Greetings in Christ. I'm Pastor Warren Wirth. The New Testament reading for today is written in the Gospel according to St. Mark, chapter 9, verses 1 to 13. And Jesus said to them, "Truly I say to you, there are some standing here who will not taste death until they see the kingdom of God after it has come with power." And after 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his clothes became radiant, intensely white, as no one on earth could bleach them. And there appeared to them Elijah with Moses, and they were talking with Jesus. And Peter said to Jesus, "Rabbi, it is good that we are here. Let us make 3 tents, one for you, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah." For he did not know what to say, for they were terrified. And a cloud overshadowed them. And a voice came out of the cloud, "This is my beloved Son. Listen to him." And suddenly, looking around, they no longer saw anyone with them but Jesus only. And as they were coming down the mountain, he charged them to tell no one what they had seen until the Son of Man had risen from the dead. So they kept the matter to themselves, questioning what this rising from the dead might mean. And they asked him, "Why did the scribes say that first Elijah must come?" And he said to them, "Elijah does come first to restore all things. And how is it written of the Son of Man that he should suffer many things and be treated with contempt? But I tell you that Elijah has come, and they did to him whatever they pleased, as it is written of him. O Lord, have mercy on us. Thanks be to God." In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets, but now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. Drivers are taught that when you come to a railroad crossing, you need to stop, look, listen, and then proceed. In the gospel reading from Mark today, we have been brought along with the disciples Peter, James, and John to an important place in Mark's account of the good news about Jesus, where heaven and earth intersect. The transfiguration of our Lord. Along with Peter, James, and John, let us stop, look, and listen before we proceed in our scripture readings and in our Lenten journey to the cross of Calvary. About a week before the events described in the reading for today, Jesus asked the disciples if they know who he is. Peter speaks up for the whole group when he confesses that Jesus is the Christ, that is, the promised Messiah. Bingo, Peter! You answered correctly, for Jesus truly is the Christ, the promised Savior, the Son of the living God. You did not figure that out on your own, Peter, but it was revealed to you by the Father in heaven, says Jesus. Then Jesus goes on to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and suffer many things from the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. In response to this news, Peter brashly rebukes Jesus and basically says, "No way, Jose, this will never happen to you." Whereupon Jesus rebukes Peter because Peter has in mind the things of man and not the things of God. Peter and the rest of the disciples still had a lot to learn about what it means for Jesus to be the Messiah. So now, about a week later, Jesus is going to continue teaching them and us with a major show-and-tell lesson. He takes Peter and James and John up a high mountain by themselves, and look, Jesus is transfigured before their very eyes. One minute, Jesus looks like an ordinary man in ordinary clothes. Then, suddenly, his appearance is completely changed. His clothes become radiant, intensely white, as no one on earth could bleach them, Mark tells us. Matthew adds that the face of Jesus shone like the sun in the sky. Wow! No wonder Peter and the others were terrified at the sight. The glory that belonged to Jesus all along as the Son of God, but that he normally kept hidden from their eyes, was suddenly blindingly shining for them to see. Not only that, but then Moses and Elijah, prophets of God who had lived hundreds of years before the birth of Jesus, appeared on the mountaintop in heavenly splendor and were talking with Jesus, making it clear that Jesus truly is the Messiah that God, through the prophets, for hundreds of years, had promised to send into the world to to rescue us from our sins. Clearly, all those promises were now coming true and were being fulfilled in the person, words, and works of Jesus. And then a bright cloud overshadows them. And listen, the voice of God the Father thunders from the cloud and says, "This one, namely Jesus, is my beloved Son. Listen to him." Listen to him, especially when he tells you what he, the promised Savior, is going to do and what will happen to him. The one Peter confessed as the Christ is shown to be the Son of God in truth. And this Jesus, the Christ, the Son of the living God, whose heavenly glory was dazzling bright on the Mount of the Transfiguration, would soon be seen by Peter and his companions on a different hill, not in glorious splendor, but lifted up on a Roman cross, beaten, bloody, crowned with thorns, suffering and dying for the sins of the world. The vision on the Mount of Transfiguration was meant to strengthen the disciples' faith and prepare them for the coming crucifixion of Jesus and for his victorious resurrection. It was to prepare them so that they could then proceed, after Christ's resurrection and ascension and the outpouring of the Spirit on Pentecost, to proclaim with joy and boldness that Jesus really is the Christ, the Son of the living God, who came as God had promised to rescue us from our sins by his death and resurrection and to give us the gift of eternal life to be received by faith as we stop, look, and listen to him. In his name, amen. Let us pray. O God, whose glory it is always to have mercy, be gracious to all who have gone astray from your ways, and bring them again with penitent hearts and steadfast faith to embrace and hold fast the unchangeable truth of your word, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.